Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong. Glad to be with you today. And I hope something can be said to encourage you along the way. Like I said, my name is Sister Mary Armstrong, the eyes and a lay person. Praise God. And I'm going to be coming to you today from Acts, the second chapter. And going on to the third chapter. But before that, we're going to go to you in prayer. Precious and all-wise God, we count it a great privilege this afternoon just to say thank you for this another day that you've allowed us to call on your precious holy name. We thank you, God, for allowing us to wake up to see another day that you have made, giving us life, health, and strength. We ask you to bless everyone on the phone line, Lord, and on the computer line. Oh, God, just help us to look to you, God, giving you praise, honor, and glory. And we thank you, God, for this opportunity. Lead, guide, and direct us that we may say something that would touch someone's heart, Lord, because truly we're living in the last days, and we want to help someone see and let them know that you love them. And that you sent your son into this wicked world that we might have everlasting life, Lord. We ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, we want to say welcome, praise God, to this station, Lord, the Crown Talk and Drum. And my name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I'm glad to be with you today. About this on the 17th chapter of St. John, talking about sanctification, where Jesus said, I sanctify myself that ye also might be sanctified. And that sanctification means set apart, fit for the master's use. He didn't have to be sanctified, but he was our example, letting us know things that we picked up of ourselves. We had to lay them down, take them off, or whatever, where he could use us for his glory, praise God. And so this week, we are talking about the Holy Ghost. Power from on high. He told his disciples that they needed to be filled with the Holy Ghost where he could use them. That power, praise God, from on high, because he was going to lead them. And long as he was with them, they didn't need that power. Because he was that power, but he was getting ready to go back to the Father. And he said he was going to send that power. And they needed that power to be able to go through. Praise God. Like Bishop, our Bishop told us, now if you're going to get saved and going to go on to, God's going to take you on, okay. But if you're going to live in this world, you need the Holy Ghost. And that's that power from on high. In order to go through in this time we're living in now. Because Satan is going to tempt you. He's going to put you through some things. And you need that power from on high. To be able to fight against Satan. Be able to live holy. To be able to go through the things that Satan comes up against you with. You can't fight Satan with the natural. With fists. You don't fight him with a fist, Lord. It's against principalities and all these things that he's going to come at against you. You can't fight him in the natural. You have to fight him with the power of God. Praise God. And he was telling them that you're going to have to be endowed with power from on high. And that was the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And so he told them, he was telling them about this. Because he was getting ready to lead them. Praise the Lord. So he's telling them that they're going to have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay, in Acts 1, he says, For John truly baptized you with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Praise God. But ye, and then the 8th verse says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world. And if you remember, when Jesus went to the cross and died, they were hiding from the Jews because they was afraid. They was hid, and the disciples was hiding because they was afraid. Praise God. And Mary and the women, they went to the tomb and all that, but the disciples was hiding because they was afraid. But after Jesus, when Jesus came and appeared to them, they were still in there hiding. And he appeared to them, and Thomas wasn't with them. And he appeared, and he said, do you have anything to eat? And they gave him something to eat. And when Thomas came, and they told him, we have seen the Lord. And Thomas told him, said, unless I see the prints in his hands and thrust my hand to his side, I will not believe. And I think it was like 8 days or so after that, Thomas was with them, and he appeared again. And he wasn't with them, but he had his glorified body. And he, in other words, my words, he said, come up here, Thomas. See my hands and said, thirst your fist of what he had into my side. And Thomas said, no, he said, don't be thankless, but believe. And he said, Thomas, you believe because you see, but blessed are those that have not yet seen, but yet believe. He was talking about, we haven't seen Jesus, but through faith we believe. We wasn't there when he was hung on the cross. We wasn't there when they pierced him in the side. We wasn't there when they nailed him to the cross and all that. But we, through faith, we believe. We believe that he hung on the cross. We believe that they buried him in a tomb. We believe that he rose the third day. We believe that through faith. We believe what it says in his Bible, that he rose again and he went back to the Father. We believe that through faith, and we believe that he's coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. And we believe we have to live ready to go back with him when he comes for us. Because if we don't believe, we're going to end up in the lake of fire for eternity. And that's what the sinner man's blind to, because we know that our soul don't belong to us. The word of God says all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's why we as saints of God, we believe that he's coming back for us. But the sinner man, the devil's got them blinded to the truth. They think some of them act like they're going to live on forever. But this old flesh is going back to the dust. This old body is going to cause a lot of people to die and go to hell. And then after that, the lake of fire. And you're not going to ever get out. You're going to be in there for eternity. And you're going to suffer and suffer and suffer. And Satan, we know his end. He's going to the lake of fire, and he's not going to be sitting on a throne. He's going to be tormented forever and ever and ever. But they enjoying the pleasures of this life. That's what's going on now, all the disaster that is happening in the land. God is speaking. God is speaking. He's trying to get people's attention. But we need the Holy Ghost. People need the power. They need the power of the Holy Ghost to be able to stand. We don't know what all we're going to have to go through before we leave this world. But we need the power of the Holy Ghost that we can go through when he began to sow all these fiery darts. We have to live holy regardless of what comes our way. We have to be able to witness the people and tell them about the goodness of God. Just like after the Holy Ghost came, Peter, even before the Holy Ghost came, all that Peter saw and went through with Jesus Christ, when the Holy Ghost came, he stood up on the day of Pentecost, and they thought they was drunk off some new wine. But Peter stood up boldly, and he preached that about 3,000 souls were saved. He never took down anymore. He was bold before the people. And just like in the third chapter of Acts, Peter and John went up to the temple, and there was a man that they brought to the temple, the gate of beautiful, and it was a lame man that they laid there, the temple of beautiful, and he sat there for alms. That's how he made his living, and he sat there, and he had a cup, and they put money in the cup. And Peter and John went up at the third hour. And he was looking for alms. And Peter and John went up. And Peter and John looked on him. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk." See, they were bold because they had the Spirit of God in them. Because he said, look what he said, the third chapter of Acts. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Look on us." Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, doing it with boldness. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up, stood, and walked and entered with them unto the temple, walking and leaping, and praised God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that he was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and astonishment at which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John. See, Peter and John used the power of the Holy Ghost with boldness. And the man was healed because they used the power of the Holy Ghost. And use what God gave them through the power of the Holy Ghost. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise God. They used that power. And that man got up, and he walked and leaped and went with them into the temple, praising God. Praise God. Because after the Holy Ghost come upon you, ye shall have power. Oh, hallelujah. And that's what they did. And they went into the temple. He was leaping and praising God. That's why we as saints of God need the Holy Ghost. And we can have that boldness to do what thus saith the Lord. Because really, until you get sanctified, you're not even a saint. Until you get sanctified. That's when you become a saint of God. Oh, praise God. So the mic should be opened up at this time. So if there's anyone on the broadcast, if you've got anything to share at this time, you can feel free to say something, for the mic should be open. So after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you have power to be able to lay hands on the sick. You have power to be a witness, to tell what thus saith the Lord. Anyone on the mic, the mic should be open.
Praise the Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just
good afternoon, my dear. Just wanted just to reiterate with you that power, that Holy Ghost power, ain't nothing like the Holy Ghost power. I tell you, that power works in a mysterious way, and it's forceful and it's powerful, and you just don't understand sometimes, but the power of the Lord is phenomenal. It is amazing. I cannot help but praise Him, because that power is deep down inside of me. And today, I stood up without any help or nothing. I stood up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I was able to do it.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. It's nothing but the power of the Holy Ghost. Nothing but the power.
Amen. Amen.
He's strengthening you. He's giving you strength in your body. Praise God. That's what it is.
Oh, yes.
All in the Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It's amazing what God can do. It's
Yes, it is. It's truly amazing. My Lord is so wonderful.
Yes, he is. Praise God. Praise God. And he works miracles. He works miracles.
He does.
And he's
still in the miracle working business.
He's a healer. He's a way maker. Praise God. He's a mind regulator. Everything we need.
Oh, yes.
What he is. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes.
And we need the power of God in our lives. We need it.
Yes, we do.
Praise the Lord. And he used the disciples. Praise God. Just like he used them. He used them. Praise God. After the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples, he used the disciples. Praise God.
Yes, he did.
Just like he used us. If we do and walk according to his will, he'll use us to help somebody else. Praise the Lord.
Yes, he will. I am a true witness to that one.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise our God. Anyone else want to say something?
I would like to take a moment to praise God.
Because you will not have the power to do the will of God and his purpose in your life until you receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because Peter thought he would be able to stand with Jesus. He was ready to die with him.
But
he didn't have the power.
It takes
the power of God for us who enables us to do the purpose that he has for us on this journey. And
that is
the key word. And he let them know. Now stay. Tarry. In Jerusalem until you be endowed with power from on high. In other words, until you have been clothed, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, because I'm leaving, these are just my words also. I'm leaving. I'm going away. I'm going back
I'm
to
leaving.
The Father. And I'm leaving you to
preach the word to every nation.
And let the people know what I have said and what I have told you. And And you won't be able to do it because you're going to have to suffer. You're going to have persecution.
Right.
And you're
That's
not
right.
going to have the power to go through these things. But when
the Holy Ghost
comes upon you, he will give you not only the power, but he'll give you boldness. And you won't be afraid. you won't be hiding like you were before. And, you
That's
know,
right.
Sister Armstrong, when I got saved, I knew that saved just wasn't enough. I simply just turned around and got off the wrong road and got on the right road. And when I got on the right road, I knew I didn't want to turn around. I didn't want to go back. There was nothing back there for me. So whatever it took, that's what I wanted to get. So I knew that sanctification, I had the Adam nature, and every one of us in this world has that out of nature. And the only way it is taken is Jesus has to sanctify us holy. And when he sanctifies you holy, he takes that out of nature out of you. You don't
desire
things that you used to do. You don't want to. You have a mind to please God. You don't want to do things your way, but you want to do it God's way. Glory to God. And
that's right. Come on now. To do it God's way. I think she got cut out. But that's true. So Peter meant to do, he meant what he said. But until the Holy Ghost came on him, he had boldness then. It'll give you boldness.
Oh, yes.
I think someone else was on the line. You can talk now, brother.
I just want to thank God for another day, and also thank God for you, Aunt Eileen, for me coming on and listening to you today. And I'm going to try to attend more often to hear the word of God.
Praise God. Praise God. You hold on. You hold on and seek God's face because you need to be sanctified. That's set apart. That's putting down the things that, but you have to ask God to help you. Those things that's not like God, you have to lay them down. And when you lay them down, you ask God to show you. He'll show you things to lay down. And then the bird of God, bird got a piece will come in and sanctify you wholly. That's what he'll do. That's things that you have picked up yourself. You lay them down. And then when you lay those things down, you ask God, Lord, I want you to clean me up. I want you to clean me up. And you lay those things down. Whatever he brings to your mind, you lay them down. Then the very God of peace will come in and he'll sanctify you wholly. And when he does that, then you're a candidate for the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Because the things we pick up ourselves, like smoking and if you like, and little words you might say, that ain't right. He'll clean all that thing out of your heart. That's setting you apart from the world. We can't do the things the world do. Because the things of the world's not like God. We have to lay those things aside. Like people used to cursing and saying words they can't say. We have to clean up without saying those things. We can't run with the same crowd. We have to separate ourselves from the crowd of the world. We can't run with that. The same crowd. We have to do that. And God will come in and he'll clean us up and sanctify us. So that's just like when you're washing dishes. You get clean water and you put your dishes in that soapy water and clean your dishes and set them apart from the dirty dishes. That's cleaning them. That's sanctifying them and making them clean. Hot water. And then when you clean them, you don't put them back with dirty. Well, God cleans us up. That's sanctifying us, cleaning us up for his use, setting us apart. And then the very God of peace will come in and sanctify us wholly because he sets us apart from the world. We're not in the world. But we are in the world, but we're not of the world. He'll clean us up. And then the Holy Ghost will come in. Praise God. Because we need that. We need the Holy Ghost. Jesus had to leave. He had to go away while he was on earth with the disciples. They didn't need the Holy Ghost. But he had to go back to the Father. So he said, I have to go back, so I'm going to send the Comforter. That's the Holy Ghost. And he'll be with you always. He'll lead and guide you into all truth. That's what the Holy Ghost does. But we got a job to do. His two works of grace. You get saved, that means you must change partners. But sanctification, that's when you left aside everything that ain't like God. And then when you sanctify yourself, the very God of peace will come in and he'll sanctify you wholly. And you ready for the Holy Ghost to come in. Praise the Lord. Yes. And he's a keeper.
Praise the Lord.
He's a keeper.
Yes, we thank you. I'm learning to walk forward, and I'm going to keep walking forward and not fall off.
That's what you have to do. You walk forward. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you, Jonathan. And that's what he means. That's what he means, sweetie.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you.
I'm glad.
Don't let people get you down either.
That's right.
Okay.
Don't let people. You keep walking on that straight, narrow road. He said, you'll still travel every now and then. Praise God. I love you, honey.
I love
Praise
you, too.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Yes, Lord. So Peter, he preached that sermon, and about 3,000 souls were saved. And it ain't. And see, just like when Stephen, he preached so that they stoned him to death. But he looked up. And God allowed the cloud to roll back, and he saw Jesus standing up on the right hand of the Father. But what did he say? He said, lay not this to their charge. It's not what people do to us. We have to forgive people. We can't hold anything in our heart. Praise God. But we must live holy. We have to live a holy life going this way. And how can we live that life? Through the Holy Ghost. We have to live a Holy Ghost saint. Our soul is not ours. It belongs to God. Our soul is not ours. And we have to live holy in order for our soul to go back with the Lord. Because the Lord God
Amen.
Said all souls are not the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So in order for our soul to live eternity with God, we must have the Holy Ghost. We have to have the Holy Ghost. Praise God, because like I said, we're not even saints until we get sanctified. Praise God. Anyone that's on the line that wants to say something, that wants to share, praise God. And you know, just like on over in the scriptures, when they begin to fail, and even with Peter and John, even with them, they got angry with them. They got angry with them because they had healed the lame man. They got angry with them, praise the Lord. And they didn't want them to talk in that name. But they were bold now. Peter was bold. They were bold now. And they were saying, okay, over here in the fourth chapter, and as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple, listen, and the Pharisees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus and the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now evening. However, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men were about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Ananias the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, see, they was angry because they preached in this name. But that didn't stop them from telling about Jesus. Praise God, they still went on and they told about Jesus. And many and were of the kindreds of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, to ask by what power and or by what name have you done this? But listen what Peter said. Now, he bold now. He ain't afraid. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to them in impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was laid at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Peter ain't, he's not afraid anymore. He's got that holy boldness. And only through the Holy Ghost is Peter got this holy boldness. We have to stand regardless of what people say. And that only comes through the power of the Holy Ghost. We have to make a stand for Jesus Christ. And that's through prayer and fasting and seeking God that we can stand through the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So it takes God to help us to go through. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost for us to be able to stand and tell people about God, because just in ourselves we can do nothing. So Satan gonna come up against us, but through the power of the Holy Ghost, can we be able to stand? Praise God, because he gonna throw those fiery darts at us, and if he can't get us while we're awake, he'll even try to get us in our dreams. But we have to stand as people of God. We have to be able to stand. And we have to pray and we have to fast and seek God's face, because he knows the word. That's why we have to know the word ourselves. He's not afraid of us, but we have to be able to help somebody. We can't just pray for us, me and mine, but we have to pray for other people too. Only through the power of the Holy Ghost. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to say at this time? Feel free. Praise God. Praise God. And I want to say this, but and then the 8th verse says, I think I might have read that, but be it known unto you all that to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, I think I read that, this is the stone which the builder rejected. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Look at that. Took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. I tell you the truth, when you spend time with Jesus, it'll show. It'll show. And that's just like our bishop. He said somebody said he was a walking Bible. And our bishop, he's got the word in him. Praise God. And
yes,
I thank God for his. He is. I thank God for his leadership, because God gave us the best. And I thank God for the life that he lives before us. And we know that he is a praying man. And he prays for us when we're not in his presence. He's still praying for the church. And we thank God for our companions, because they are people of God. And we love them. And we continue to pray for them. Praise our God. And our assistant pastor as well. So we are blessed people. And we're just going to continue to lift them up before God, because we know time is winding up, Sister Margaret. So we have to live day. We have to live this thing day by day, one day at a time. Praise our God. Because
People is getting weaker and weaker, killing one another. They got so much hatred in their hearts. But, honey, we're going to leave you one day. This world's not our home. We're going to leave you one day. And, honey, we got a place. You, like our pastor say, we're not going to miss both of them. But my aim is to live with the Lord. That's my aim. And the Bible is our roadmap. That's our roadmap. And we have to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And this is no play. It ain't no time to play and stop on the wayside and pick flowers. We have to live holy every day and live according to what God says. Praise God. So if nobody else is on the line or want to say anything, Sister Margaret, we're going to ask you to close us out.
Okay. Dear most precious Holy Father, it's again that I approach you in faith and praise because you are so wonderful, so kind, so just, so true. Thank you for our space today. Thank you for the blessing of the Holy Ghost because it was phenomenal. Thank you for letting me be able to hear it. Thank you for Sister Mary. Thank you for her leadership and her devotion.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, because she's been so wonderful and helpful and prayerful.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Lord, because if it had not been for you, I never could have made it this far. Thank you again, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for giving me strength to stand on these legs. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify your holy, righteous name. Thank you, Lord, for each and every soul on this phone, on this call, and on the radio, whatever they're listening, and however they're listening. Lord, bless each and every one, whatever they're in need of. Lord, touch them, heal them, comfort them, rescue them. Lord, help them. Do it, Lord.
Yes.
I pray that each and every soul on this line has a blessed day, the rest of the blessed day, and that you will go and abide with them too. This, I pray, is a holy, righteous, glorious day because you are so phenomenal.
Yes.
We love you. We adore you. We love you. We adore you. And we praise you, praise you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You have a blessed day. Everyone on the line. Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.